Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Bongani Christopher Majola, he's a chairperson of the South African Human Rights Commission. He's joining us this morning, not talking necessarily about that, but talking about the rights of the police. And that is, do they have the right to go into people's homes and search for looted items? Professor, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I hope your listeners are doing well.
It's fascinating because we live in this dichotomy. It's just so strange that I'm busy reading an article that says if you're in a church or a mosque or a synagogue and there are too many people, just as an attendee, you could be held criminally liable. But what we've seen going on in the last couple of weeks speaks to complete, in many ways, lawlessness. How do we balance all of this?
We have a problem in South Africa with regard to the rule of law. And the commission has been mentioning this from time to time, that more and more people are having a complete disregard for the law. You will even see simple things like personal safety. The law is saying that when you come to a red robot, you have to go to stop, and people no longer stop. They simply just go on. That is at the simplest, but at the most serious, people entrusted with public funds to buy equipment to protect people who are looking after people who are COVID-19. They steal the money, you know, with such impunity. A lot of public officials are implicated in engineering the scheme to steal because they have known that over a number of years, nothing happens to them. So we need to fix the law enforcement, equip it sufficiently. But although the political will must come through and show that this is not tolerated, there are other countries where we could learn examples. For example, in Rwanda, some people dismiss Rwanda as a dictatorship, but there is a semblance of law and order because there, the prosecuting authorities will prosecute you for throwing a piece of paper on the ground, polluting the environment. Here we throw plastics, anything and whatever. We need to change that culture in the whole country. We need to teach our young children that, you know, there are laws and these laws need to be obeyed. That is the problem.
And therefore there
is a selective application of the law by those who are entrusted with the duty to.
Yeah, and I think that is the issue, is that the inconsistency surely must impact very negatively on the respect for the law and for law and order environments.
Yes, that is true. But on the other hand, we've got to understand that, you know, at the start of the, I don't know which parliament it was, but when President Zuma ascended the presidency, the numbers of police decreased drastically. And it looks to me that there was no consideration of the fact that with our porous borders, the actually population numbers were not just increasing naturally, but they were increasing unnaturally because there were people that we had not planned for were coming in. And sometimes the police appear to be selective. It's because they lack resources. They don't have enough But they have also themselves been selective, turning a blind eye where it suits them and arresting people where it suits them. Sometimes the weaker people get the sharp end of the law, and those that are well-to-do and in positions sometimes get away with literally murder.
In terms of the looting, does the police have the right to go into people's homes to start looking for looted items?
Yes, I was saying that to start with, you know, we have the Constitution, Section 14, that says that everybody has the right to privacy, in which case, therefore, on the face of it, the police do not have a right. However, Section 36 says that every right can be limited to an extent. The Criminal Procedure Act has limited the right to privacy in the sense that where police reasonably believe that something is in the premises which has been used or is concerned in the commission of the crime, then they have got a right to go in there. If they have got a reasonable belief that something is there, yes, they have a right to go in there, but they must observe the law. They shouldn't simply just be a bull in a china shop and bulldoze their way in which the Criminal Procedure Act in Section 27 says that they can actually use just enough force to enable them to go into the waterfall, which is why they sometimes break doors and break windows, because that is in the act seen as reasonable force to enable them to do their work. So, we must understand, so I think the community must understand that the police are caught between two poles. One is they are there to maintain law and order and to investigate when crime has been committed. On the other hand, they are there to protect the rights that are in the Bill of Rights, and they've got to strike a balance between those two. We cannot then say when a crime has been committed in the full glare of everybody and the whole world that the police should then be told not to do their work just because there is the right to privacy. On the other hand, the police are not a law unto themselves. They cannot go into people's houses and do whatever they want. They've got to do what the law says they must do. They must have a warrant to go to get into people's homes. It's only in circumstances where they think, it's in circumstances where the owner says, yes, you can come in without a warrant, or a situation where they think that something is in the premises which was used in connection with the commission of an offense, but that if they went to the magistrate to ask for a warrant, the magistrate would give them the warrant, but that if they actually did that, the purpose of obtaining that piece of evidence would be frustrated or foiled in that it may be destroyed, it may be moved, you know, by the time they come back, they may not find it. Mm. So they are entitled then to come in without a warrant.
So in other words, just walking down a street and going door to door, not knowing anything particularly about that specific home, that shouldn't really be justification to enter a home without a warrant.
In principle, yes. You know, but we do not know now with the level of technology that we have. So we do not know what forms of evidence the police have to know, you know, where things have gone. You know, there have been satellite, for example, monitoring of the looting.
Right.
And the flow of goods towards particular areas. And that may give police reasonable suspicions that these goods are in some or any of those houses, you know. There is, you know, with the technology that we have now, we cannot say that the police don't have a reasonable ground to believe that some of those goods are there, which is therefore why it is important that we leave it to the judiciary to then adjudicate whether these things were part of the looted goods from the shops. I think that, though, we must emphasize that the police should not use unnecessary krachtdadigheid. They should treat people with dignity. They should actually be careful not to take people's property, which they had before the looting. They should be very careful in doing that, because that causes unnecessary hardship to people. It's cold comfort to say, well, you will get it when the magistrate looks at it and says,
because we know how that works.
So the police should actually do their work in a very diligent way with the aim of helping the nation deal with the crime and not to punish communities because they happen to be at a particular locality where many other people went looting.
Absolutely. Professor, that's where we do need to leave it. Thank you for your incredibly interesting insight. Professor Bongani Christopher Majola, he's chairperson of the South African Human Rights Commission, the SAHRC. I'd love your response to that. We were talking about whether the police should be able to enter homes and search for looted items. Do you think that they should be, or should they be prevented from it? It's 7 o'clock.